Virtual Child Day on the Kelly Cotrera Show. Lift It Up, Dave. This guy's written a song for it.
Lost in the middle, baby. So screwed, there's not any doubt. I'm always feeling like I am the odd man out. I'm bored of being ignored. When all is said and done, I'm not the favorite one. I am the child they pick to receive the short end of the stick, baby. Don't you forget about me.
That is our next guest, Bruce Hopman, founder of the International Middle Child Union, to celebrate in song International Middle Child Day. Welcome to the show, Bruce. It's good to have you on.
Thank you, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
All right. So what exactly, when did this start, the idea that we need to celebrate the middle child and give the middle child their very own day?
All right. Well, let me just be clear, because I've been given credit for this, but I did not create this holiday. This holiday was apparently invented by a woman named Elizabeth Walker back in 1986. I was doing some research because I was writing a memoir about growing up being a middle child, and I discovered that there's this thing called Middle Child's Day, and I just found the irony of it too much to resist. I mean, we're given a holiday that everybody ignores. It's like they gave it to us just so they could not pay attention to it. So
yeah,
it's
very middle child, isn't it? You'll be okay with this, right? We got to deal with the older child, the favorite, and the baby.
Yeah, I felt like we had to, put an end to that. We need to raise awareness for Middle Child Day. So 10 years ago, I called for a strike of all middle children on August 12th to raise awareness for the day. And I realized, oh, wait a second, if you're going to have a strike, you have to have a union. So I kind of did a little backwards. But then I formed the union mm-hmm. to justify the strike. And the International Middle Child Union has been in business for the last 10 years.
And what did you envision that strike looking like?
I really saw it was a virtual thing. I mean, a lot of people, when they heard about it, were like, oh, good, I'm not going to go to work. I'm sure that caused a little bit of a problem. But I just wanted a social media uprising of middle children, hashtagging Middle Child Day, Middle Child Strike. And that would, get some traction, and people would start to remember Middle Child Day. Didn't exactly work out the way I thought it would. The strike got some attention, but the next day it's like, when's Middle Child's Day?
Yeah, well, yeah, August 12th, apparently, and here you are to talk about it because today is Middle Child's Day. How do you celebrate Middle Child's Day?
Well, see, most people don't celebrate Middle Child's Day, so I had
But
to
how do
up.
You celebrate? You're a middle child. Well, you're the guy that's running the union.
Well, see, my Middle Child's Day is very busy because I reach out to people all across the country and all around the world to talk to talk about it, because that's how I can get the word out. I make available at my blog Middle Child's Day greeting cards, free Middle Child's Day greeting cards, because I figured if it's a holiday, every holiday seems to have a card that goes with it.
So I can go to your website and send an e-card to my brother then?
Yes, you can, as well you should. Smackdabblog.com, they're all there. And we've been doing this for many years, so there's a whole collection of cards to choose from.
Give us an idea of one of the greeting cards and what it would say on Middle Child's Day.
One of this year's ones says, the front says, why did the middle child cross the road? And inside, the answer is, because her family forgot she was on the other side of the street. The Middle Child's Day. Fun stuff like that. We try to be topical. I have one, about inflation. The front says inflation is making everything cost more, but I still got you this Middle Child's Day card. The inside says, so what if it was free? At least I remembered. So, thoughts like that. Very touching,
All right.
heartwarming sentiments.
I love that you're doing this, and I think it's important to honor everybody in the family. We've got Mother's Day, we've got Father's Day. I don't know if we have Oldest Child Day or Youngest Child Day, but arguably that middle child syndrome is real. Can you describe it?
Well, yeah, so it is that feeling that here's what happens in the family, and a lot of it is simple math. The first, the first child is there, and the parents have all the time in the world to devote to them. They could teach him how to ride the bike. They could teach him how to tie his shoes. speaking from personal experience here. Then the second child comes along, and all of a sudden, there's just not the same amount of time. So you start out feeling like they don't care as much, and nobody gives me attention. So that's where it starts. Then what happens, subsequent children come along. And by the way, a lot of people think a middle child is, there's an oldest and youngest in the middle. If you're not the firstborn or the lastborn, you're the middle. So you could have a family with two middle children, three middle children, depending on how large your family is. But whatever the case, it seems that by the time the last child is born, the parents kind of know this is it, this is our last shot. And then they suddenly, and the other kids are older, and now they suddenly do have a little more time to for the baby, to pamper the baby. So the firstborn and the lastborn seem to get all the good stuff, and the ones in the middle kind of have to just, find their way. So that's what the issue is. That's what middle child syndrome is. It's feeling that we're always left out, left alone, left behind.
Could this not work to your advantage, though? You're flying below the radar. You can do whatever you want. You don't have that same, responsibility to achieve something that your parents might put on the oldest.
I suppose there's some of that, but the other way to look at that is you do have to kind of live up to. So if you had an older brother who was like, an amazing athlete, and then all of a sudden maybe you're not as good as him. So there's a lot of that. It works both ways. I think as a middle child, I kind of felt like my father liked my brother best, and I have to try to live up to that. How am I going to beat that? So I think sometimes the reaction is, all right, I'm going to do the complete opposite. And I think there are actually studies that show the different career paths that the oldest will follow versus the middle. And very often the middle child will choose to do something completely different than their older sibling.
Are they normally more successful?
Well, there is a study that did show that the middle child financially ended up being worse off, and that the firstborns really ended up making a little more money. But, money isn't everything, Kelly.
No, it is not. Birth order is. Bruce, we're hearing all about it today on International Middle Child Day. I just very quickly, because I only have 30 seconds left with you, if people want to send a card or find out more about your organization, where do they go?
They go to smackdabblog.com. They can see the cards there. There's the Middle Child's Day gift guide there. There's a full-blown Jeopardy board there, by the way. Middle Child Jeopardy, the whole board is themed that. They could also follow me on Twitter, @midkidmusings. There's all kinds of fun, silly stuff there. But as long as we're getting the word out about Middle Child's Day,
I don't want to talk to you next year. You know what I want you to do next year is celebrate Middle Child's Day the way you want to, not with, doing the PR rounds. I really appreciate your time, Bruce. I wish you a very happy Middle Child's Day.
Thank you, Kelly. Bye-bye.
All right, cheers. That's Bruce Hauptmann, founder of International Middle Child Union.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.